弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
上一周我们借着加拉太书5章13到15节的经文，完成了加拉太书5章1到15节的以基督徒的自由为主题的上中下3个部分的学习和讨论。
So with the sermon last week, we discussed Galatians chapter 5, 13 to 15. With that, I conclude the sermon entitled The Freedom of Christian for Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 15.
那我们当时也讲过，说整卷的加拉太书一共有6章的经文，那第5到第6章就是最后的2章经文，是教导基督的信徒在生活中实践应用的原则。
So as I discussed, there's a five, a six chapter in Galatians. For five, chapter five and six is really the practical exercise of Christian faith.
那如果将上一周第3部分的内容，如果聚焦一句话的话，我盼望以后咱们能不能对每一次的证道能有一个那么一句话的一个总结，有没有
So,
印
kind of
象？
challenge the congregation. If you were here for the last worship service, what about one takeaway sentence from what you learned from the third part of the Christian freedom? What do you learn from that?
上一周的整个的内容，也就是加拉太书后面生命大律13到15节的经文，如果用一句话来回忆的话，大家有没有印象？
So one sentence is a takeaway for the law of life from Galatians 5:13 to 15. What will you come up with?
我们来回忆几节经文。
So let's review a couple of passages.
加拉太书5章13到15节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
So you are my brothers and sisters. Were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh.
总要用爱心互相服侍。
Rather serve one another, humbly in love.
因为全律法都包在"爱人如己"这一句话之内了。
For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your brother as yourself.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
So if you bite and devour each other, watch out, and all you will be destroyed by one or by each other.
我记得上次咱们呢，多花了一点时间，除了讨论这个情欲之外，另外还讨论了一个什么样的词儿，或者
So
一
we
个什么
discussed
样的点。
intensively on the desire of the flesh. We also discussed another topic. I don't know if you remember that or not.
就是总要用爱心互相服侍的这个"服侍"这个词儿，大
So
家还有印象没有？
we discussed extensively about serving one another.
这个词的含义是什么？
So what is the true meaning of serving?
我们来看一下。
So let's examine that a little bit further.
不同的经文给它翻译是"服侍"、"服侍"。
So, a lot of different passages that you could use this explanation as serving or provide service to someone.
那其实它有2个主要的意思，一个呢是比较负面的，也就是奴隶、奴仆必须臣服、受制于、受限制于等等。
So, there's two aspects of the serving. One of them is kind of in a what pastor call a negative way, that means being subordinate to someone. Being serve a homage to someone, being limited to someone,
另外一个
provide
是比较
service.
正面的意思，就是服侍、服从和顺从的意
The
思。
other one is more of a positive sense. You actually obey and yield obedience to someone, provide service to someone.
所以，如果回忆这个词儿和刚才那个句子的话，一句话，也就是说，基督徒所得自由的真正的性质是什么？
So, in one sentence, the true essence of Christian freedom is
不是在于我们能够随心所欲的任意而为，
it's not doing things as your flesh desires,
而是在于要过一个怎么样的生活呀？
but it's really just focusing on what kind of light you want to live on for the rest of your life.
So 这是我想提醒大家上次讲的。
This is really I want to remain reminding you last time.
就是以爱心无条件的彼此成为什么呀？ 成为什么？奴隶。
So in what I'm saying is unconditionally serve someone else with love as a slave.
以爱心彼此成为奴隶。 过这样一个成圣的健康的生活。
So this is the kind of like attitude for a sanctification. This is a very healthy lifestyle of being a Christian. You serve someone else with love and conditionally as slave.
那今天我们要学习讨论的经文就是要告诉我们说在教会乃至在我们自己的家庭的生活中要实践以爱心彼此成为奴隶。 彼此服侍，虽然不容易，虽然很困难，但是呢，一定可以做到的。So
today's message is going to be focusing on since we're going to talk about being a slave to brother and sister in a family. Even though it's difficult, but it can be achieved.
在印第安人中呢，流传有一个关于生活在我们人里面。 有一头白狼和一头黑狼那样一个古老的传说。
So there's like a story in the native Indians about the wolf that exists in people's mind.
有没有人听说过这个传说？在里边有一头黑狼，一头白狼。
Have you heard about in the native Indian kind of like story? There's a both black wolf and white wolf inside a person.
这个传说说的是呢，在人住在人的里边的白狼的代表神的灵。So
the white wolf represents the spirit of God existing, dwelling in a person.
黑狼呢，就代表与生俱来的旧有的罪性。So
the black wolf represents your human instinct that is sin.
那这两匹狼为了控制我们人的思想和行为而不断的征战。So
there's a battle. As you can imagine, between these two wolves to conquer this a person's heart.
那决定他们两个征战胜负的权利在哪里？
So who will win? Who will win the battle?
在于人的喂养，在于你的喂养。
So it really depends on what which wolf you're feeding more.
这意思就是说，如果你喂养偏爱。 他们里边的白狼，那你的思想行为呢，所表现出来的就是良善的一面。So
if you feed more on the white wolf, then you will exhibit a behavior of goodness and kindness.
相反，如果你喂养，你偏爱你里边那头黑狼。But
on the contrary, if you feed more on the black wolf, what would happen?
那你的思想和行为所表现出来的就是。 丑恶的一面。Then
your behavior mindset will exhibit the ugly side of the humankind.
这个古老的印第安人的传说听起来呢，似乎挺有道理的。So
it's kind of making sense, like you know, you always have two wolves fighting to conquer your hearts, right?
但似乎也有待商榷的地方。But
there's still some room for like consideration, maybe not exactly right.
那现在我请大家翻开你手中的圣经。
So I'd like to open up, turn to your Bible to Galatians 5.
咱们就借着16到24节这段经文，以圣灵与私欲的征战这个主题进入今天的学习思想和讨论。
So through the verses 16 to 24, that's examining the battle between the spirit and the flesh.
那加拉太5章16到24节这段经文向我们展示的是泾渭分明的两个方面的性情。So
there's from this verses it was talking about a completely very distinctive natures of human mindset.
就是肉体的情欲和圣灵的果子。It's
the desire of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit.
那我们就从这两个方面来认识思想这段经文今天的。 我们是上半部分。
So I'm talking about going to be the part one for this. Today is the part one.
那借着经文加拉太书五章十六到十七节和十九到二十一节，我们思想一个小小的主题，就是直面因罪所致生命的强敌——肉体的情欲。
So through verses 15 and 16, 17, 19, and 21, we're going to talk about this so-called the rivalry of due to our sins, the desire of the flesh.
那首先，我们从十六到十七节来思想圣灵和情欲水火不相容。
We're going to talk about the spirit and the desire. They are not they are in conflict, not compatible with one another or each other.
那我们来看经文，加拉太书五章十六到十七节。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。
So I would say in verse 16, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh.
那我想请问，情欲和圣灵，圣灵和情欲，这两者是在什么地方相互为敌而相争的？在什么地方？
So our question is, where is the battlefield for the desire of the flesh and the spirit?
显然是在我们人里面。
It's within a person.
那再请问，在加拉太书五章十七节经文这里所讲的这个情与圣灵，圣灵和情与彼此为敌相争，是在人里边，是在什么人里边？
So when the flesh and the spirit have battle, where are they battle within a person?
经文讲的是针对加拉太信徒，所以就是在接受了耶稣基督救恩的、相信了耶稣基督的信徒的里边。
Okay, so the subject is the person who have believed in Christ.
那我想再请问，说没有接受耶稣基督救恩的人里面有没有圣灵的存在？
So one question is to ask, for the non-believer, would you believe there is an existence of the Holy Spirit within your heart?
有没有圣灵和情欲，情欲和圣灵彼此为敌的相争，在那些没有相信耶稣基督的人里边有没有？
So within the mind of an unbeliever, would there be a battle between this Holy Spirit and the flesh?
如果说没有的话，不太合情理，是不是？
If the answer is no, it's really not quite reasonable.
从表面看来，似乎这个地方的经文呢，还真的与印第安人古老的传说中我们人里边存在着白狼和黑狼不断的相互征战的那样的情景好像有点相像，是吧？
So on a surface, the battle between the Holy Spirit and the flesh is very, very much resembling the battle between the white wolf and the black wolf in this Native American story.
他们两者为了控制我们的思想和行为不断的相互征战。
So the flesh and the Holy Spirit, they want to take control of our mindset, so they are continuing battle with one each other.
那其实在第一世纪的地中海的文化对人性的评价也是认为说人性是好和坏的那种习性的混合物。
So in the first century in the Mediterranean culture, they also discussed this human nature is really a mixture between the good and the bad nature.
在希腊语的传统的文化里边呢，也把人里边呢生出来好的和不好的东西呢，用脏器来分。
So over here in Greek culture, when a baby is born, the good part of a human being and bad part of a human being was also separated by the intestine air.
其实想想我们中华的文化也有类似的，你比如说用膈肌来分，上面呢是心想事成，心肝宝贝儿， 都是在根基以上，他就说这是好的长，讲出来的东西呢是好的。
So over in Chinese culture, we also talk about above the membrane. That's something that you will think about. Those are the good thing. But below the membrane, those are the bad thing you will think about.
然后呢，根基以下的呢，亵渎心肠。你看那个肠，就那和那个毒和那个邪就连在一起。
And below the membrane, as I said, bad behavior, bad thinking, those are where it occurs.
那我们来看看经文，现代中文译本，我们来读一下《加拉太书》5章16到17节。我要强调的是，你们的言行要顺从圣灵的引导，不要满足自己本性的欲望。注意，这里用本性的欲望，那边的用的什么？情欲。
So over here in the contemporary Chinese translation is talk about the desire from the not flesh but from a human's instinct.
哎，肉体的情欲和本性的欲望是细节，因为本性的欲望跟圣灵互相敌对，彼此对立，是你们不能做自己所愿意做的。
So the desire of your instinct is battling with the Holy Spirit. They are in conflict that result in the fact that you cannot do the things you really want to do.
再看一段，是新汉语译本，比较新的。加拉太书5章16到17节，其实我是说，你们应当顺从圣灵行事，这样就必定不会去满足肉体的私欲，因为肉体所想望的与圣灵对立，圣灵所想望的也与肉体对立，其实这两者彼此敌对，不让你们做自己所愿意做的事。
So over here, Pastor just read a newest Chinese translation. It talks about that people should follow Holy Spirit's will to do things this way, then you will not satisfy or gratify the desire from the flesh. Because whatever flesh desire is in contrary with the Holy Spirit.
大家加拉太书5章16到17节这2节是具有非常挑战性的经文。
So over here, I want you to pay attention to verses 16 and 17. Those are pretty challenging passage to us.
首先，因为前面刚才我们提到第13节经文提到，我们总要用爱心互相的服侍，用爱心彼此做奴隶。
First of all, as I mentioned, we need to serve one another with love.
如何实现呢？
But how would we be able to accomplish that?
实现的前提条件就是16节这里所讲的，你们的言行要顺从圣灵的引导。
So the premise of you be able to do that is really to follow Holy Spirit,
而不去满足自己本性的欲望。
Not to gratify your human instinct.
所以要做到以爱心无条件的彼此做奴隶的最难之处呢，就是在于我们是否愿意让我们自己的言行顺从圣灵的引导。
So most difficult decision for us to submit someone as a slave unconditionally with love is first of all submit us under the control of Holy Spirit.
第二一点，就不放纵肉体的情欲，不会去满足肉体的私欲。这里的肉体指的就是自己的本性，所以刚才我让大家多看了一些译本。
So over there we talk about not to gratify your the desire from the flesh. Really, the flesh means your instinct, your human instinct.
所以这里的情欲，这里的私欲指的是什么呢
？So over here the desire, it refers to.
其实呢，情欲、私欲也好，我们听起来好像很负面。它这个词的本意其实是一个中性的词。
So over here, the flesh desire you may think about it's kind of it has a negative meaning, but it's really a neutral word.
它表达的是一种欲望，是一种想望。
It talk about is a hope, something you want to have.
所以17节这里呢，表述的。圣灵可以有这种欲望，也可以有这种想望。人体的肉体的本性也可以有这种欲望，也可以有这种想望。
So over here, then verses 17 talk about the things that Holy Spirit hope for, And the things that the flesh hope for. So that hope or the desire is kind of a neutral word.
第三, 为什么说本性的欲望跟圣灵的欲望相互敌对, 彼此对立?
So how do we say that whatever the Holy Spirit hope for and whatever the flesh hope for, they are in conflict.
这两个方面 互相按着自己的欲望对立，然后为什么说不能够让我们使我们接受了耶稣基督的信徒不能做自己愿意做的事？
So how do we say they are in conflict? And being a Christian, we have accept Holy Spirit, then we cannot submit ourselves to the desire of flesh. Why are we saying that?
又回到开始的话题的，或许我们人里边真的有两种本性。 一头白狼，一头黑狼。So
back to what we just talked about. Maybe in our human instinct, that really there's a two parts. One of them is the white wolf. The other one is the black wolf.
我们可以由着自己的意愿去喂养，去偏爱某一方面。So
depending on what we want, we can feed one more than the other.
但此处互相敌对的、彼此征战的是什么？ 一方呢，是我们接受耶稣基督救恩之后，住在我们里边的上帝的灵。我相信印第安人传说，他们说那是神的灵，不知道是哪个神的灵。So
over here, after we become Christian, what's developed in our heart is the Holy Spirit. And in the Indians, story, that white wolf, I don't know what kind of God are they referring to.
那对于耶稣基督的信徒来讲，那头狼是。
So for the Christian believer, that black wolf represents
代表了在他背后由那个魔鬼撒旦所操控的人处在那种堕落的状态中，犯罪的本性的那种冲动。
So it represents the impulse of a human instinct that was driven by Satan.
或者更明确一点，用现代语来说呢？ 就是将，它也包括在自己的人生的目标和生命的取向里边的那个冲动。So
in a layman term, that could also include our personal goals, our personal desire in this secular world.
那这两股势力之间的冲突、之间的征战，使我们人本身深陷其中，无所适从。
So this battle, within that battlefield, we being a human being were entrapped in this battle.
是什么人深陷其中无所适从呢？
So who were, who are entrapped in this battle?
是相信耶稣基督的人，在做基督徒之前，随心所欲我干什么就干什么。现在我是基督徒了，做什么事情可能哇，要想一下。可是呢，那种冲动要让我往这里去，可是呢，好像有一种灵来。 阻挡我怎么办呢？好像夹在中间了，是不是？
So it's for the Christian who has converted that would have this type of battle in their hearts. They want to do something they used to do, but Holy Spirit hold them back.
所以对耶稣基督的信徒来讲，时常是处在一种不能做自己愿意做的事。
So for the believers of Christ, a lot of time there's a thing they cannot do, the thing they desire to do.
大家要注意啊，我们里边的这个征战，不要小看它。Don't
look light on the battle within your heart.
这种圣灵的欲望与本性的欲望之间敌对的征战，大家知道吧？被神学家、被圣经学者称为什么呀？ 称为是两个纪元的征战。So
the battle between the spirit and the flesh has been called the centuries war by theologian.
代表着基督来临之前和之后的特征。It
represents a characteristic before and after the arrival of Christ.
是在我们里面的两股强大的势力之间的争夺。So
those are the battle within the two powers within our heart.
我们不是旁观者，而是争夺的对象。
We're not just someone as an observer. We are the one that are a subject for that world.
仔细想想, 是不是有点吊诡啊？
So a lot of time is it kind of like a little bit kind of paradox when I say that.
在我里边争夺，而我又是被争夺的对象。
It was a two war within me, and I'm the subject of that war.
换句话说，我们在接受耶稣基督的救恩受洗之后，是在耶稣基督里面受圣灵的掌管。
In other words,
这个事实是不争的。
In other words, after we believe in Christ and have been baptized and received His salvation, our life is now under the control of the Holy Spirit. That is the truth.
使我们与我们里边的本性、里边的罪有了新的关系。
So after that, we have developed a new relationship with the sins in our in ourselves.
那种犯罪的冲动不再在我们里边完全掌权了。
So the impulse of committed crimes or sins is no longer under control solely by ourselves.
但依然对我们的生命产生影响。
So, but that even though there's a being a control sort of kind of like governed by Holy Spirit, but they still have a influence in our life.
所以，即便是作为一个耶稣基督的信徒。我们生命所展现出来的每一个行为，不是受肉体本性的支配，就是受圣灵的支配。
So being a Christian, we manifest everything we do. All this either is being controlled by the flesh, or it's controlled by the spirit.
这就是为什么经文提醒信徒说，你们的言行要顺从圣灵的引导。
This is what passage continually reminding us. You need to submit yourself, your behavior under or your deeds under the Holy Spirit's control.
否则呢
？Otherwise,
罗马书八章五节、七节、八节提醒我们说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。原来体贴肉体的就是与上帝为仇，而且属肉体的人不能得上帝的喜欢。
Over here in Romans, chapter 8, 5 through 8 says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desire, but those who live in accordance with the spirit have their mind set on what the spirit desire. The mind governed by the flesh is death.But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
随从肉体、体贴肉体的这个信徒，在行为上所表现出来的，就是接下来经文所给我们勾画出来的那种可怕的光景。
So over here, the one that I'm going to talk about next is the situation when someone gratifies the desire of the flesh.
这就是十九到二十一节。所描绘的肉体的情欲、私情，指肉体的私情邪欲的光景。
So over here in verses 19 and onward, describe the situation when someone gratify their own selfish desire or sinful nature.
加拉太书五章十九到二十一节的前半部分，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨。争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
So over in verses 19 says, hold on a second. Yeah, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy.Fits of rage, selfish ambition, distension, fraction and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like.
那刚才讲了说肉体的情欲指的是什么呀？指的什么？人本性的欲望。
So talk about the sinful nature is the desire of a human's flesh or a human's instinct.
所以加拉太五章十九到二十一节，这里提醒我们一个事实，就是堕落的人类里边由罪而驱使的本性的那种欲望呢，在实际的生活中具体的表现是不被隐藏的。
So over here in verses 19 and 21 tells one fact: when a deprived person, they fall because of self desire, and what they exhibit outside. cannot be hidden. It's very, very visible.
人本性的欲望是显而易见的，显而易见。 他这个意思就是，虽然他发自于内心，但却无可避免的显明于公开与可见的那个行为言行中。
Over here, a lot of the talk about the desire of the flesh, even though it's from the inside of our heart, but from outside will exhibit those behavior very obviously.
而且还有一个最大的特点。 就是人将这些恶行出来的时候呢，不需要去违反律法。And
the other thing I want to mention is when those people have those sinful nature, when they do things according to that, they're not doing that in violation of the law.
为什么呀
？For what reason?
因为这个世界的律法，这个世界是谁掌权的
？So the reason is, who control the law of this world?
是魔蛋掌权的，所以他规定的这个世界的律法，对圣经里边上帝所讲的律法里边的罪，他是不设限的。So
over here, the law of the world is controlled by Satan. So whatever sins or wrongdoing that God was saying, is not going to be controlled by Satan's law, so to speak.
换句话讲，就是说，虽然这些恶行是众所周知的，是上帝的律法所深恶痛绝的行为，但是人的律法对这些恶行却没有约束力。So
even though we talk about those offenses, it's against God's law, but in the human's law, there's no violation, there's no offenses at all.
那21节呢，中间也提到说等类。 和其他类似的事。
And 21 it says the like.
表明这个地方所列出来的15项的恶，仅仅是代表性的举例说明而已。So 还可以举出更多。So
over here we only in the Bible's passage only list 15 items. There's more to be listed.
那下面我们看一看这15项的恶、15项的罪呢，大致可以分为4类。
So over here, the 15 items can be categorized into 4 groups.
首先呢，第一类是放纵情欲的非法的性行为。The
first one is adultery that based on a self desire.
有3项淫乱、污秽和放荡。Over
here is adultery, indulgence.
那在新约圣经哥林多前书6章12到20节强调说，身子不是为淫乱，乃是为主。So
over here, 1 Corinthians chapter 6:12, it says, the body is not for immorality, but it's for Lord.
所以要我们逃避淫行。So
we need to prevent ourselves from adultery.
他有一段话说的非常的好，说。 因为人所犯的，无论什么罪，都在身子以外；唯有行淫的，是得罪自己的身体。So
over here, whatever people sin outside of the body, the only thing that sin against you is adultery.
你看这里显示出来的《哥林多前书6章15节还有19节，岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？ 圣灵是从上帝而来，住在你们里头的，并且，不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀上帝。So
over here talk about our body is a dwelling of God. It's been purchased in high price from God. So we cannot deal that, deal with our body lightly. Cannot be indulge ourselves in adultery.
现在我们来看第二类宗教性拜偶像的罪。The
second one is religious idolatry.
这里列出了2项，就是拜偶像和行邪术。Two
things, idolatry and witchcraft.
其实我们仔细想想，偶像应该真的不存在。See,
think about it. The idolatry doesn't really exist.
因为它无非是经过人的手，用金银、铜、铁、木、泥等等这些雕塑、雕琢做出来的，毫无生命的一个器具，你摆到那儿，它就放到那儿了。But
come to think about it, those subject or object that the people worship, those just crafted with either gold, silver, or wood, or stone. That really doesn't have life.
旧约时代，他们雕塑了一个金牛犊嘛。
So over here, the golden calf, as you remember.
但是，如果偶像背后潜伏了魔蛋的力量。
But if behind the corrupted item there is a power of Satan, then that's different.
他们自己的所作所为就不能被自己所控制了。
So when people worship those objects, then their behavior cannot be controlled by themselves only.
那尤其是在初代教会时期。
Especially in the early church,
希腊、罗马、希罗文化，他们拜偶像和参与庙祭的淫乱，是犯了双重的罪。So
a lot of time they worship idolatry. They also have prostitution in front of the temple. Those are really heavily considered as sins.
那今天的时代，就广义而言，拜偶像呢，就是敬拜在人们的心思意念中占有主要地位。
So over here in the contemporary, we're thinking about what do we think about the idolatry? Is to worship something in our head to be the Lord.
因而篡夺了上帝的位置的任何的事物。
So that kind of like trump the control our God in our mind.
我这儿有一个撒旦的紧急会议的记录。
So over here, there is pastor has a paper talk about the urgent meeting from Satan.
召集的是撒旦，出席的是鬼诈险，叫阴险、歹毒、毒辣、邪情和世俗。So
over here, Satan is the one called the meeting, and people invited are spirit, a little spirit, and everything that participate in the meeting.
撒旦召集这个会议的目的说：“现在的基督徒越来越多，再这样下去，主耶稣基督马上就要再来了。所以，我们必须要制定一个最好的方案来拖延主耶稣再来的时间。”So
with over here, with the everything participants said, there's more and more Christian coming to Jesus Christ. We got to do something to stop that.
那魔头军师之一，鬼诈首先发言说。 我们无法是基督徒不相信耶稣，但我们也没有办法去拦阻他们上帝的福音。So
one of the evil spirits says we cannot prevent people coming to believe in Christ.
那我们就要想尽一切办法让他们呢只信耶稣，而不爱耶稣。So
we can do one thing. We can ask them to believe in Christ, but not to in a degree to love Christ.
我们现在要做的就是如何来窃取他们爱主耶稣的时间，抢占他们爱主的心。So
what we can do is take away the time they will love Christ, and take away their mindset to love Christ.
那阴险就接着说：“好吧，让他们忙碌啊，让他们只为生活上的事忙碌去。”Oh,
that's great. Then the other one saying, yeah, let's let them really devote their time in pursuing their career, in their life, and things like that.
而忽略他们生命的重要。Forget
about something that's really important for their life.
尽量的引诱他们去花钱，让他们花钱就能得享受。And
we'll attract them to do something they can indulge themselves, spending their money and things like that.
尽可能让那些在家不做事的妻子也出去外出长期的工作。And
we can also ask the wife that used to stay at home to go out and work.
让丈夫一周工作7天，每天工作12个小时以上。So
we can let the husband work 7 days and 12 hours a day.
让他们拼命去赚钱，来满足他们买房子、买车等等享受的念头。So
continually encouraging their appetite to buy house, buy cars, buy things like that.
鬼诈还接着说，要想尽一切办法让他做基督徒的父母们长期外出的。
And we also want the parents of a Christian parent to go out and to work and not come home.
即便在家，他也只看重孩子的学习成绩和各种专业。
So when they come home, they don't pay attention to the spirituality of their children, only pay attention to their GPA.
让他们的孩子除了上课外，不停地补那些数奥啊、英语啊、作文啊、钢琴啊、绘画呀、舞蹈啊等等等等的。
Continue to reinforce their learning in math and everything, all of those except.
让他们的孩子，让他们的青少年没有时间去主日学，用尽一切办法 拦阻他们的下一代到耶稣基督面前。
So prevent their the teens to be able to spend time in learning the words and about doing something else.
那鬼魔毒辣就连声说高高，如果能让基督徒们后继无人，我们就得胜。
So if we can do that, the other evil is saying that this is the way you're going to do it, and then there's no one to be a successor of their faith, then we'll win the war.
这份会议记录还很长。
The continuing on the many minutes of this so-called Satan's urgent meeting.
怎么办
？So what we're going to do?
先回到经文里边来。
So let's come back to the passage.
我们看第三类人际关系方面的罪。
So the third kind of the sins is the sins in the human's relationship.
这里边有八项。
So there are kind of eight items in there.
仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒。
So a lot of things like all of those listed over there are hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage, selfish ambition, and those.
其实从这些字面上来看呢，有些地方好像有些混淆。其实它每一个词、每一个字都有它确定的意义。我们来简单的给它分裂一下。
So over here, even though some of the words may look very similar or maybe look a little bit confusing, so but they all have individual meaning. Let's examine that individually.
首先一个，你比如说仇恨。
First one, hatred.
其实有其他的，后边都是其他的翻译的译本。
As one also means hostility.
这个意思比较直接，指的就是对他人的敌对和敌意。
This really means your hostility to other people. Hostile, being hostile to someone else.
另外一个争竞
，contentions.
其他的翻译有争斗、纷争、争竞、纷争和不和。
So you have like compete and discord and argument and things like that.
这个词指的就是与他人的争斗、纠纷和不和。
This one is saying, you have a discord when you are working with other people.
那在新约圣经里边呢，它常常呢和嫉妒是连在一起出现的。
A lot of time, this kind of term will be in combination with the jealousy or envy.
它的意思就是表面的纷争、表面的不和呢，其实是由内心里边的嫉妒而产生。
So over here, should the discord on the surface really is resulting from the jealousy or envy within someone's heart.
最典型的经文就是在腓立比书一章提到，有些人传扬基督是出于什么呀？出于嫉妒和好斗的心理。
So over in Philippians saying that someone spread gospel because of self ambition, jealousy or envy.
当然还有一句说，无论如何把福音传出去了。
But no matter what, we need to continue to spread the gospel.
我们再看下一个，记恨，也就是嫉妒。
That next one is the jealousy.
那这里边所讲的这个记恨呢，确切的讲是看见周边的人呢得好处而自己没有的时候。
So jealousy is really is for talk about things other people get the benefit or the advantage, but not you.
心中呢有故。那种苦涩的那种感觉，最后产生了一种苦毒的心。
So there's a bitterness in your heart and resolving a action of jealousy.
这个记恨描写呢，就是有这种产生这种苦毒的人，他经过一段的激情去努力了，但是呢，还没有赶上人家。
So it was.
所以就产生了苦毒。
This person was trying to do really hard to be able to match up with someone or in step with someone. He won't be able to do that and become.
有了苦毒怎么样呢？有了苦毒就出手加害于对方呀，去破坏他做的事情。
Once the bitterness in your heart and this person will do something against the other person.
那这个恼怒呢，其实有愤怒、愤气、暴怒、发怒的意思。
And over here, the rage will burst of anger, fits of rage, and outbursts of emotion, that type of meaning.
有时候我们想，可能是苦毒在里边积的时间太长了。如果具体的、形象的形容它呢，就像点鞭炮一样，突然间爆爆发。
So this could be resolved a long-term bitterness in one heart. A good analogy is like a firecracker, right? You there's a dynamite inside. You light it up with a fuse, and then all of a sudden explode.
是一种激情的一种暴怒，勃然大怒，突然爆发。
So it's an outburst of emotion.
令人不可思议，措手不及，嘣，它就爆了。
So some people were surprised to receive this type of outburst of rage or wrath.
我们再看看这个结党，实际这个结党，它本意是自私、好争、自私争吵、营私争胜争执。
So over here, for selfish ambition and forming a group, that kind of stuff.
表面看似乎有拉帮结派的意思。
So a lot of time on the surface, it's kind of like people have intention just grow, have a individual group together.
他其他的本意就是在一个团体中，为谋得私利的那种野心，为了官位而不择手段的争强好胜。
So over here is within a group, there's a political desire, so form a group to pursue one's selfish gain.
再看看下一个纷争，纷争呢，实际上它讲的确切意思是分派别、不睦和分立，甚至呢有翻译它是龌龊。
So over here, dissension is like a meaning of separations and discrete.
我觉得龌龊这个词形容的特别好。
So over here, on the last word is the can be explained as the dirtiness.
意思就是说你意见不合，而这种意见不合呢是毫无情面的一种敌对的态度。
So over here is dissension is you there's a discord without giving any consideration.
根本就没有商量的余地。
So you don't when there's a dispute people don't leave room to make resolutions.
最终导致的结果是什么呢？
So the outcome is
就是反叛，另立门户。
So that will be the separations and split of the whole group.
那这个另立门户呢？还好说另立一个门户，下边一个呢？异端呢是什么
？So over here maybe just a different group. The next one is heresies.
其实后边那个结党分党派别呢，还真是不太确切，没有异端这个确切了。
So over here heresy is probably a better description on the parties, fraction, that kind of stuff.
那他的不和，他的纷争，他最后做出了选择，是与纷争结党分离不同的是另立，另起炉灶，私下里成立了一个不被大公教会认可性质的那个派别。So
over here, the heresy is a little bit different than the dissension. After this score, this group of people separated and set up their own group, which is different than a typical Orthodox church would do.
所以今天在我们生活的这个社会周边有很多的异端。So
over here in the church we live in, there's lots of heresies.
还有一个是嫉妒。And
the next one is jealousy or envy.
这个嫉妒和前面那个妒恨是有一个质的一个区别，那个是量，这个是质。So
over here, between jealousy and envy, there is a difference between quantity and quality.
所以你看他。 妒恨到凶杀的程度，嫉妒到谋杀的，有的时候呢，经文翻译的时候后头专门加个括号。So
over here, envy is to a higher degree that you will end up like commit some really bad behavior.
与前面提到那个嫉恨不同的是，这个连激情都没有。So
over here, this one is different than the jealousy.
激情之后的苦毒也没有了。So
over here, you don't have bitterness.
直接就是一恶意看他人的所长。So
over here is you treat someone else, in a negative sense with other people's.
一点都见不得别人比自己强。So
you won't be able to praise someone's good behavior, someone's advantage.
而且也不愿意努力去赶上去追上。
And you are kind of jealous someone of their achievement, but you don't want to spend time to be able to in step with someone else.
而是怎么样呢？就好像走到梯子跟前一看，把梯子就拉掉。
Then what you do is someone actually was up there in a high place, and you will end up just taking the letters off.
所以有蓄谋，有蓄意杀害的嫌疑。
So there is a motivation of murdering someone.
哇，看的这些挺可怕。
So after reviewing all those aspects of the desire of sinful nature, it's pretty undesirable. So this all the thing could happen to believers.
好，最后第四组是个人生活方面不节制的罪。
So over here, the last one is a self-control issue in individual's life.
酗酒、狂欢、宴乐。
Drunkenness and party, wild party.
这是两项纵欲无度的罪。
So over here is the sins regarding to someone's indulgence.
无论是在古代的希罗社会，还是今天的社会，东西方社会都包括。
So doesn't matter whether it's the ancient society, it also happened to the society right as we live in now.
这两纵欲的罪所导致的直接结果就是削弱了人们按照道德和理性控制自己的能力。
So over here, really the influence is prevent someone to control their behavior.
尤其是对我们今天在座的青少年来讲，
especially for the teens and youths.
最危险的一项活动是什么？
The most dangerous activity that you will see.
就是复活节的 party。
So the parties are over the Thanksgiving holiday.
醉酒狂欢之后，毒品、性乱等等这些东西都会悄悄地流进去。
So over here, drunkenness, drinking.
数落完了以后，有人可能会认为说，以上所列的十五项罪行，充其量呢，不也就是道德层面的罪吗
？So over here, kind of about those 15 items talk about is pretty but just sins on the moral level, right?
说刚才您不是也讲了吗？人将这些恶行出来，不需要违反律法。
So as we discuss about those offenses, is really not against the law.
但是对于基督的信徒来讲，这些行为大多是完全以自我中心。
But over here for Christian, those sins are really a self-centered sins.
专一的追求自己的利益和欲望。
Solely pursuing one's gains and desire.
是与上帝的律法背道而驰的。
It's completely on the contrary to God's design and God's law.
对基督信徒之间的交往造成的是直接的杀伤。
So there's a direct impact to the relationship among the Christians.
对教会良好的群体的生活所造成的是震荡性的破坏。大家。
So over here, there is really an impact and destruction to the church life.
所以接下来的经文定论性的严厉的指出。
So over here, severely rebuke this behavior.In the following passage,
加拉太书五章二十一节后边部分，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受上帝的国。
So over here, 21 says, I continue to tell you that people who does that cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
现代中文译本，也就是 Today's English Version， 说我从前警告过你们，现在又你们做这种事的人一定不能成为上帝国的。
So over in contemporary translation says, I warn you now as I have before, whoever does these things will not possess the kingdom of God.
所以大家注意这里提到这些事的人，做这种事的人。
So over here, continue to emphasize whoever conduct those behaviors or have those deeds.
大家注意这个地方，行这样做这种事的人。
So whoever does those things，
其实这里边的行和做呢，它本身呢是一个动作词，而且是一个现在进行时态的。
Over here, in the passage, we're using a progressive tense. It was continue going on.
我翻遍了英文里边的三七二十一、二十一、二十三卷一本。最后只找到了一个译本，大家不知道听说过没有，叫 Young's literal translation.
So over here, I examine 21 translations in the Bible. Finally, I found this good translation from the Young's Literal Translations.
Young's 直译本, 你看它里边把这个动作讲出来了, 用了一个分词的一个 doing.
So over here, we're saying this is a progressive tense by doing such things. So this is like continuing actions.
这好像是杨家在苏格兰的一个后代。
So this is
一个老外,
a descendant from Scotland's Scottish.
为什么我跟大家强调这个动作正在进行时呢?
So why do I keep on emphasizing this kind of like progressive continuing actions in this?
因为做这种事的人不是偶尔犯
Because of whoever does this is not just doing once only, it's continue to do those behavior.
经文所警告的就是已经成了一种生活方式的信徒,
so the Bible,
15种,
so Bible is saying that the people have formed those 15 behaviors.
形成了自己行事为人的一种性格,
so become a person's personality.
就像上次在基督徒的自由中我们所形容的,
just like what we described in last worship in within the freedoms of Christian.
我们这个软本软弱的有限的和被造的必死的整个肉身之体,
so within our dying body who is created by God,
如果放任自由而远离了圣灵的引导,
if we render ourselves into those self's desire and away from the guidance of from the Holy Spirit,
活在上帝旨意之外,
we live outside the will and control of our God.
就如同一个沦为各种罪行施展的一个活动舞台,
it's just like we will be like a living movable platform being affected by all the sinful.
这个小小的舞台移动到哪里就将罪显现在哪里,
so that moving platform, wherever it moves, will manifest all this sinful nature.
移动到哪里就影响到哪里,
so wherever that moving platform moved to, that will influence the surrounding. Then that will also have a blemish on the surroundings.
所以经文在这里明确地指出习惯成自然了而坚持为这种罪成为这种罪行移动舞台的信徒。
So over here, continue to emphasize this group of people.
一定不能够成为上帝国中的人,
won't be able to receive kingdom of God.
Wow.
So over here, we'll probably start to feel fearful.
以上的十五种罪中，哎呦，我也犯过耶。
So over those 15 items, we may all afflict one or many of them.
似乎在某一个生命的阶段，我还深陷其中不能自拔呀。
So a lot of come to think about it, you reflect your lifestyle, our life before, you may have entrapped itself in some of those sins.
怎么办呀，弟兄姐妹？
So how would you be able to deal with it?
且听下回分享。So
we'll talk about this in part two.
今天开始的时候，我们提到印第安中流传着一个关于生活在人里边的白狼和黑狼的古老的传说。So
we have this kind of like a native Indian story about the white and black wolves.
我不知道过多少时间以后，大家还能记得白狼和黑狼这个事情。I'm
sure you all remember.
就能够想到今天再讲到那个。White
wolf and black wolf in the near future.
那提到狼，我曾经托朋友从中国大陆买了一本《狼图腾》的小说。So
talking about wolf, I asked my friend to bring me back a novel called Wolf Totem.
哇，只有一位。It's
a Chinese novel.
其他都没看过。So
it's only one of them, but
一方面，它描写的是内蒙下乡知青的生活。So
this one, the novel is a Chinese novel described about a intellectual youth going to the inner Mongolia to live over there.
和我自己有许多感同身受的一种体会。
So over here, I share a lot of similar experience.
另外，通过这本小说，对狼有一个全新的认识。
So over here, through this book, there's a completely new revelation about the understanding of the wolves.
仅仅用凶狠的狼子野心、狼心狗肺来形容这个动物的群体，实在是太肤浅。
So in a Chinese idiom, we always use the ambitious heart for the wolf pulp, or talk about someone's really, really bad using the saying like wolf's heart to say that one's really bad. That is really not a good description of wolves.
借着这本小说可以让我们近距离认识和了解狼的特性和它的智慧。
So that book, with that, I was able to understand more about the wolf.
对我产生的是震撼。
So that was a pretty much an impact to me.
狼群他们的合作
so it was
团结的精神
wolf is a team they are a teaming animal
狩猎的时候默契配合的精神
so they work together when they go out and hunt
他们敏锐的观察专注和忍耐卧薪尝胆锲而不舍的执着的精神
so over here their perseverance of pursuing a gameAnd be able to patiently waiting for the animal.
还有他们与生活环境和谐共存的精神。
And their spirit of living in harmony with the world.
使他们成为这个地球上生活力最顽强的动物之一。
So over here, they are the animal that lasts for a long time and still continue to grow.
那最终面对人的杀戮。
But because of the killing from the humankind.
用几个词说，在残忍、贪婪、不择手段、罪大恶极这些词的面前。
So over here we talk about the cruelty, the greed, and the worst sin that people use to describe.
狼和人对比显得是那样的无辜、
so、
无助、软弱。
Using those terms, well, compared to human being, really just they have helpless.They really just an innocent group of animals.
那根据这个同名小说改编的故事片，已经在2015年由中法合拍完成上映。
So over here, also it's a Chinese film that completed in 2015 in the same title as Wolf Totem.
这是一部投资7亿的人民币，前后花费长达5年时间，拍成的 3D IMAX 的一个大片。
So over here, they spend about seven, I don't know how to translate, a lot of renminbi, so to speak. There's so much renminbi spent on this movie, and spent about 5 years to have this film completed.
他的导演是全世界最擅长拍摄动物的奥斯卡金像奖获得者法国的导演 Jean Yacht Arnaud.
So this French conductor is Jean Jacob, as Pastor said.
并且他们还邀请了加拿大专业的驯狼师安德鲁·辛普森，耗4年时间训练了3代真实的蒙古狼，用实景来拍摄。
So they over here, they even hire an animal trainer to train this real Mongolian wolf through three generations. They are part of this film.
而影片的音乐作曲是奥斯卡金像奖获得者詹姆斯·霍纳普。
And the music was composed by award-winning composer James Horner.
他是那个最有名那个叫什么作曲？那两个人在船上倒的《泰坦尼克号》的作曲。
So that's also a composer for the I can't remember the theme. It's for the Titanic.
后期制作也是好莱坞的国际经典。顶尖的一些专业。
So Horner, as you remember, he's also very famous in composing music for film.
是一部直接看的令人发深省的一部影片。
So over here is a great movie for you to recommend you to watch.
盼望大家有机会能够。
So I hope you have time that you can watch the film and read the book.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
来主我们在天上的父我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语
Our dear Heavenly Father We want to give you thanks that you bestow upon the word of God
感谢你借着这个话语提醒我们生活在这个末世的时代的信徒
That that you are, we thank you that you remind us for us living in this eras of end time.
让我们警醒, 要顺从圣灵的引导。
That will be vigilant, will be continued to follow the guidance of Holy Spirit.
依靠圣灵的引导。
Depending upon on his guidance.
遵照圣灵的引导, 来行事为人。
That we can live in this world based on the guidance from Holy Spirit.
求主您的圣灵帮助我们, 能够随时去远离, 去躲避那些引诱, 那些恶的引诱。
That we pray the Holy Spirit will prepare us to stay away from those temptations from our sinful natures.
使我们的生命活得能受, 能被主您所悦纳。
We pray that our life will be pleasing to you.
使我们的生命成为那美好的见证, 成为他人的帮助。
That our life become a good testimony and become will be a benefit to the people around us.
愿一切荣耀归给上帝。
May the glory be to our God.
这样的感恩感谢祈求祷告, 是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
The thanks and the praises in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.